football. It has its ups and downs. There's the players who kiss the badge and kiss the club goodbye right after you've splashed out 100 quid to get their name on your kit. And oh, the A-list striker who always sticks it in row Z. The good news is the Ladbrokes Acca gives you auto insurance, free bets back and big odds boosts. So whatever else lets you down, it won't be your Acca. It's a gaffer of an Acca from Ladbrokes.
18 plus, online and mobile. Minimum odds apply. Maximum 1 to 3, £10 free bets per customer per day. Up to £50 at boosted odds. Restrictions and T&Cs apply. BeGambleAware.org. Take time to think.
Opinions expressed by guests of the following program do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of the producers, sponsors, and host of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, nor the staff and management of WEVD.
And now, Eastside Wrestling presents John Arizzi's Pro Wrestling Spotlight, brought to you by Holbro Paint Industries, 1851 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, your one-stop center for all your home and commercial painting needs. Here's your host, John Arizzi.
How you doing, wrestling fans? Welcome to Pro Wrestling Spotlight. I'm John Arizzi, here for another week of wrestling talk with you on New York's Greater 1050 WEVD. And we have a special show lined up for you today. As everybody knows, over the last several weeks, last 2.5 weeks running, we've talked about Cactus Jack. Now, Cactus was injured in that match with Van Vader, powerbombed on a cement floor. Tonight, for the first time, Cactus will talk to the fans, and we'll have his words talking about his condition, his status in the wrestling industry at this point, and he has a few things he wants to say to everybody. So we'll bring Cactus on tonight. Also joining me in the studio is my attorney, Mr. Ron Scholar, and Tom Ron is on this microphone right here. Ron, you were down at the big show last week. You're a big Lucha Libre fan, first of all.
Yeah, and I've got the bruises to show for it, John.
It was an amazing match last week between Conan versus Cien Caras. Loser must retire from wrestling. Jake Roberts was down there.
Sure was.
So we have that to talk about with Ron Scholar. Ron was there in person, so we'll have an exclusive report from Ron during this program. And we'll be taking your calls and comments as we usually do. We're going to announce tonight the autograph appearance at Holbro Paints with Jake the Snake Roberts. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. So we have all that to get to, plus Don Leibel, who is our correspondent, our news capsule reporter. And we're going to bring Donnie up right now. Let's talk to Don.
Yay, John, I'm glad your attorney's there. I really look forward to hearing about what went on in Mexico, because the reports I've gotten with all the 50,000 or more or less that were at the show must have been one heck of an experience.
Yeah.
Really look forward to that. But very busy week in wrestling. Lots of news going on. New faces showing up in the World Wrestling Federation. And let's get right to the capsule. The big news, of course, this past Monday in Japan, World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion Hulk Hogan took part on New Japan Wrestling's mega show that drew an estimated 55,000 fans. In a non-title match, Hogan pinned International World Grand Prix titlist The Great Muta. Other matches on the lineup saw Sting win over Scott Norton by no contest. Brutus Beefcake scored a big upset in about 8 minutes over Masa Saito. And Jushin Thunder Liger came out on the losing end to Tiger Mask. The WWF ran back-to-back television tapings this past week in New England. First on Tuesday night in Worcester, Massachusetts at the Auditorium. It was Mr. Hughes, who was managed by Harvey Whippleman. He scored a squash win over Owen Hart. Several new faces from the United States Wrestling Association made their debuts. The Harlem Knights received a tryout. Scotty Flamingo appeared as manager Johnny Polo, handling newcomer Atomic Bomb, who you are surely more familiar with as the Night Stalker. And Bonnie Blackstone conducted live interviews and is set to handle event center assignments. On Wednesday in Portland, Maine, it was Mr. Hughes. He won over Kamala in a King of the Ring tournament match. The Tasmaniac had his tryout, and Jerry Lawler debuted his interview segment, The King's Court. The three courts were taped with Luna Vachon, Yokozuna, and the Giant Gonzalez as guests. Well, matches expected for the June 13th WWF pay-per-view coming from the Nutter Center in Dayton, Ohio. Besides the Hogan and Yokozuna pairing, it'll be Shawn Michaels putting up his Intercontinental title versus Crush, Money, Inc., and the Head Shrinkers taking on the Steiners and Nasty Boys. Now, 6 of the 8 participants in a single elimination King of the Ring tournament are set. They're Bret Hart, Lex Luger, Razor Ramon, Jim Duggan, Mr. Hughes, and Bam Bam Bigelow. And looking ahead to SummerSlam 93, if you're making plans to attend, it'll be in the Palace Arena in Auburn Hills, Michigan. That's on August 30th, and tickets go on sale June 28th. A couple title changes to report this past week. Last Monday in Memphis, Tennessee, Papa Shango won the USWA Unified Belt from Jerry Lawler. And on Sunday, Demolition Axe captured the Can-Am heavyweight strap from Jimmy Snuka in Billerica, Massachusetts. Turning to World Championship Wrestling happenings, Colonel Robert Parker is slated to be Sid Vicious's manager when the big guy returns to the promotion around Slamboree time, and expect Tully Blanchard to resurface at about the same time. Well, get ready, get a tape out, program your VCRs. You will definitely want to keep a copy of next week's Flair for the Gold segment. The Nature Boys guests will be Brian Pillman and Steve Austin. And from what I'm told, what will be aired on next Saturday is a classic, the Blonde's Needle Flair, as no one ever has before. Also, Terry Funk was in Japan this past week and survived his exploding mind match with Onita in Frontier Martial Art Wrestling. Onita came away with the win. Checking out today's promotional schedule, WCW was in Springfield, Illinois. WWF had two shows booked, one in the Detroit suburb of Auburn Hills, Michigan, and the other in Indianapolis, Indiana. IWCCW was in Southampton, Long Island, and like clockwork, the USWA ran in Nashville. Finally, from the scrapbooks, a dozen years ago on this date in May 1981, it was in Kansas City, Kansas, that J.J. Dillon defeated Terry Taylor. Nick Bockwinkel pinned Ivan Putski in Houston, Texas. And during WWF action in Pittsburgh, PA, Angelo Mosca did away with Dominic DiNucci. For the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, I'm Don Lable reporting. Capsule time, 11:06.
Busy news week this week, Don.
Busy, busy, busy.
Lots of things going on. And ironically, I talked to Terry Funk. He'll be on this program next week talking about that big match in Japan. And he made it out of there alive. He said barely, but he made it out alive. And he'll join us on this program next week to talk about all the goings-on over with that FMW group, which is a real hardcore fan's dream, what they do over there. And Terry, surviving, almost getting blown up, but surviving.
Hey, that ought to be interesting.
Okay, Don, listen, we'll speak to you next week.
Good enough, John. Have a good show.
Take care. Okay, Donnie Leibel, and what we'll do now is we'll talk about a couple of the sponsors here at the program. Then we'll be joined by Cactus Jack. Holbro Paints, of course, they're the people responsible for bringing us here each and every week. Located at 1851 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, right off the Belt Parkway. Now, May 22nd, mark this date on your calendar. Saturday, May the 22nd, from 2 to 4 p.m. at Holbro Paints, you'll be able to meet Jake the Snake Roberts. That's right, Jake the Snake appearing in person at Holbro Paints from 2 to 4 p.m. For directions, call this number, 718-338-7800, but they're located right off the Belt Parkway, 1851 Flatbush Avenue. And, of course, Holbro is the place that stocks all those great Benjamin Moore products, such as the Regal Wall Satin, the Regal Aqua Glow, the Regal Aqua Velvet, and the Regal Aqua Pearl. And Holbro Paints right now still with that great sale. Right now, purchase 4 gallons of Benjamin Moore's Regal Paints at Holbro. Ask for the tag team of Johnny O and Early Earl. Mention the Pro Wrestling Spotlight and receive absolutely free an Old Timers Yankee cap valued at $20 retail. That's Holbro Paints, exclusive sponsors here at the Spotlight, and also they carry those great Benjamin Moore Regal paint products. They'll be able to help you out in all your painting needs. Holbro Paints, 1851 Flatbush Avenue, 718-338-7800. Also, let's talk about our friends over at Divine Wood Furniture. Now, let me tell you, Dennis at Divine Wood is always stocking the store with great specials. If you're looking for a dining room, a living room, a bedroom set, entertainment center, and much, much more, you can go to Divine Wood. They're located right off of Exit 2 of the Belt Parkway. The address right there is right on 5th Avenue, 7300 5th Avenue in Bay Ridge. Dennis Alestra, give him a call for those special deals at Divine Wood, including right now a solid pine 3-drawer twin-size captain's bed for just $99. Call Dennis at 718-748-1345. Divine Wood will also turn back the clock on antique furniture. They've been in business for over 14 years. You can revitalize your wooden chairs. What can I say? They are the furniture experts. Divine Wood. Call them at 718-748-1345. Divine Wood of Brooklyn. 7300 Fifth Avenue in Bay Ridge. Okay, and what we'll do is we'll take a quick break here at the show, and we will return with Cactus Jack right after this commercial break.
Wrestling fans, don't go away. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Rizzi will return right after this short timeout.
Join host Marilyn Michaels on the Broadway Hour, when her special guests will be Stephanie Lawrenson, Con O'Neill of Blood Brothers, and Cheryl Freeman of Tommy. That's the Broadway Hour with Marilyn Michaels Monday evening at 7 o'clock, right here on WEVD, New York's Greater 1050.
On the air in New York? I kid you not. Join Bruce Williams most weekday evenings until 11 p.m. right here on WEVD, New York's Greater 1050.
Want to talk wrestling? Call 212-477-5610 and be part of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Now back to John Arizzi.
Okay, we're back with the program. I tell you what, the next guest that we're going to be bringing on is someone that I've known in the wrestling business for a long time, since 1989, when I first started Pro Wrestling Spotlight back on WNYG Radio in Babylon. Now, during those 4 years, we've developed a very good friendship. I've seen our guest wrestle many times, many, many times. One of the biggest scares I ever got was to witness a barbed wire match between Cactus Jack and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, where Cactus was tied up, getting thrown out outside the ring, getting tied up with the barbed wire around his neck, his head. Here's a guy that when he wrestles putting his body on the line each and every time. He's become a cult hero in the wrestling business to all the fans out there. A couple of weeks ago, we got our biggest scare when Cactus Jack was powerbombed outside the ring by Van Vader on the cement floor. The calls started coming in to this program, to the WNYG program. The letters were coming in, the calls I was receiving at home regarding Cactus's condition. Now, these were fans, these were reporters, these were other wrestlers calling to find out what happened to Cactus, how serious it was. It's been a real worrisome time, I guess, for me in particular and for the fans out there. We had given an address out for cards and letters to Cactus, and we received a tremendous amount of mail, which we sent off to Cactus. He has not done any interviews since the incident took place at Center Stage in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's going to join us tonight, his first interview since the match with Van Vader. And we're going to bring him on right now. Cactus, are you with us?
John, I'm with you.
It's good to talk to you.
Well, it's good to be able to talk.
Well, as you know, over the last several weeks, you have been the biggest news story in professional wrestling. Your injury, the match with Vader, the matter of fact, the two matches with Vader were both no comparison to brutality of things that people have seen before inside a wrestling ring. The first match, you had sustained a lot of injuries, and then the rematch, the powerbomb on the cement floor, and then the calls and the comments started coming in about your condition. Why don't you tell us what's happening with Cactus Jack?
Well, John, like I heard you mentioning as I was holding here, that my career has been based in great part upon taking lots of risks. And I was always pretty sure that no matter what the risk was, that Cactus Jack would be able to walk away. Even after the barbed wire episode, I was able to get in my car and drive away. Even after the stretcher match with Eddie Gilbert, I was able to get up and walk away. And I was never short on miracles. Everything I tried, I had in the back of my head an idea that I'd be okay, which is why I continued to keep doing things. I had visions that I'd be all right. I'm not always like that. As a matter of fact, outside of the wrestling ring, I don't try anything very risky at all because I always have a vision that something bad is going to happen. So I don't do things where I think there's a chance that I'll get hurt. When I walked into the dressing room that night against Big Van Vader, I had a feeling that something was very wrong. It seemed like no one wanted to talk to me. It seemed like the lights were dark. Maybe I was just imagining it, or maybe they were. But this time, Cactus Jack didn't walk away. Maybe I ran out of miracles. But the bottom line is, after about 4 days, I really wish people would have stopped worrying so much about me because I stopped worrying. so much. I'm still a little bit worried because this is the first time that I've been laid up for an extended period of time, not knowing what the future held for me. The only other time that I was out of action was in September, and I tore muscles in my stomach and groin, but I always knew that I'd be back. It's a matter of a doctor saying this is how much time you're going to need, and then me cutting about 6 weeks early off of that. But now you're talking about my head. And the head, I mean, you can wrestle with a bad stomach or bad groin, but your head, I mean, that's where all your thoughts come from. First and foremost, I mean, the most important part of my wrestling anatomy, I guess, is my mind. Because there have been times where I've been injured bad, but I've always been able to come out with at least a decent match because I was thinking. If I get to the point where I can't think in wrestling, then there's no more Cactus Jack.
Well, that's sad. At this point, you don't know when you'll be coming back to the business.
Well, if it was up to me, I would have been back a week ago. Like I said, I needed about 4 days where I didn't really know, where my hand was tingling and different things were happening, you know, where I was misspelling my address, misspelling my name, writing was bad, my memory was shot. And these are all things, I don't know, maybe I was exaggerating them in my mind, maybe they're things that had always been there. But I kept seeing sign after sign. But after about 5 or 6 days, my wife said I started to talk more. I started to move better, and at that point I felt like I could wrestle again. But now World Championship Wrestling, remember, they're a big company. And the last thing they want is to be warned by doctors that there's something very wrong with this guy and go ahead and give him the green light to wrestle. That's asking for trouble, and they don't want that. I don't think anyone, I don't even think Big Van Vader wants that. So I'm sitting here, I'm trying to keep in some kind of shape, I'm watching the wrestling shows, I really appreciate the fact that fans out there care, and I'm just waiting for a time when I can come back, and we don't really know when that might be.
Well, it's something that all of us are going to hope and pray for your speedy recovery and the time where the doctors give the okay to the people at World Championship Wrestling about getting you back on some of these cards, because you left a lot of people out there just devastated is the only word I could think of that comes to mind regarding your future. And we're happy to hear that that you're feeling better, and we can be patient. We will be patient, and believe me, when you come back into the ring and you make another appearance, especially up here in the Northeast, the fans will come out in droves to welcome you with open arms back to the wrestling business.
But let me ask you this. Our fans out now, as you know, when you really analyze the Cactus Jack style, what is it? I mean, there's not really a lot of power moves. Like I said before, I've always compensated for the fact that I can't jump high by jumping off of high things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a style that I created myself, and it seems to have worked. But like we've said before, and everyone's said many times, it's a style based on high risks that I was always willing to take. But now, even if you're a big-time gambler and you're betting on your horse, once that horse breaks its leg, you're not so bound to vote for Sea Hero in the Preakness. If Sea Hero were to break his leg, you wouldn't be so bound to bet on him in the Preakness. Now, Cactus Jack, for all intents and purposes, has a broken leg. I'm a horse that can't run. Will the people out there be willing to see a Cactus Jack who doesn't take risks? Or will promoters want to hire a Cactus Jack who doesn't take risks and therefore isn't as exciting or as successful? Once the risks overcome, you know, normal thinking, at least the way I think normally, then I'm not so sure there's a spot for me in the sport.
Are you saying that when you do come back, you're going to tone it down?
No, I'm saying that if I can't come back the way I want to, I might as well just stay home.
Yeah.
Because I'm not athletically blessed. And I'm not, I don't have all the right connections that I pretty much got by on the fact that I was an exciting performer, somebody who was an asset to the company. I don't think there will be a spot in the fans' hearts or the promoters' minds for a Cactus Jack who can't do the things he used to do. So that's I feel like this is not going to be a big setback, but if there's another injury where I can't get up and walk away, I think everyone will have to say bye-bye to Cactus Jack.
Well, we're hoping that that does not happen. We just hope for your speedy return, and we hope things will work out with you, you know, because this business has been enhanced by the presence of Cactus Jack over the last several years, and it would be wrestling's loss if you come back and are not able to perform up to the way that you had always performed before inside the ring.
Well, it's led me to do a lot of thinking. You know, I've got a wife and I've got a baby, and I am the provider for this family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do I do? I've been able to make a very good living the past couple of years. As you know, when you're in Memphis and you're in world class, you don't make a very good living. And once you're there, it's hard to give it up. This is the first time I've had to sit back and really seriously think about what I do with life without wrestling. Now, maybe there'd be a spot. I was a manager for some time last year, and I thought I did very well. Maybe there'd be a spot there. Maybe there'd be something else, or maybe it's time altogether to put the wrestling behind me and get on and do something else.
Well, we hope that's not the case. That's all we can say to you.
Well, thanks, John.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. At least the fans out there who have been wondering and worrying about your health are reassured a little bit, knowing that you are up and talking, you're up and about, and we shipped a big package of letters to you from fans from all across the Northeast, and our good friend George Ann Macropoulos has also got a number of cards and letters that she sent down to you, and well, at least over the next week or so, you could have the opportunity to read what the fans are thinking, and I'm sure your heart will be warmed by that.
Thanks, John, but just to summarize the way I feel, there's no doubt in my mind that I will be back sometime soon. But if that comeback doesn't entail, you know, the things that I like to do and the things I need to do, then I think we'd call it quits after that. But I'm counting on coming back at 100% with all guns firing, bang, bang, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Cactus, you know, we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, John.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Okay, Cactus Jack, you heard it first right here at the program. And you have to wonder what's happening with this guy. And it would be a sad day if he comes back and cannot do the things that he has been accustomed to. All I know is this, is that even if he can't come back and wrestle the way we're all accustomed to seeing him wrestle, he certainly gave us a lot of good memories, didn't he? We're going to take another quick break here, and we'll return with my attorney, Ron Scholar. We'll talk about Lucha Libre. Can we do a promo or something? Yeah, why don't we just do a promo? I left that other card at the other radio station. We'll return with Ron Scholar. We'll talk about the AAA, the big show from last week, right after this.
This is Cactus Jack. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Arizzi will return after this short timeout.
Allergies. They can cause bowel problems, migraines, psoriasis, a whole bunch of things that you'd never expect to be related to allergies. You can fix these problems, improve your condition. Listen to me, Dr. Stuart Berger, on Saturdays at 5, Sundays at 1, on WEVD's Healthline.
Want to help the hungry and get some exercise at the same time? It's easy. Join the 3.3-mile Walk to Feed the Hungry, sponsored by Weight Watchers of New Jersey, on Saturday, May 15th at beautiful Verona Park in Verona. Anyone can do it. Find some sponsors. All proceeds go directly to the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, which provides food to people in need. There's no registration fee. Get free gifts and prizes. Register at 8, and the walk begins at 9 a.m. on May 15th. Call 908-355-FOOD. That's 355-3663.
Want to talk wrestling? Call 212-477-5610 and be part of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Now back to John Arizzi.
Okay, and we got to talk about something else right here. A big event is coming up in a couple of weeks. Entertainment Plus and Fine Tuck Music present The Wrestling and Comedy Connection. It is starring Luscious Johnny Valiant coming to New York City with special guest star Mike Memphis, the great Elvis impersonator. Now, Luscious Johnny will be doing a stand-up comedy act at the Cafe Ariel, which is right on Theater Row. The address there is 432 West 42nd Street. Now, there'll be two shows nightly. Mark these dates down. Friday, May 21st, in just a couple of weeks. Saturday, May 22nd. Two shows nightly, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And we're negotiating to broadcast our radio show direct from Cafe Ariel on the 22nd. For reservations for this great event, 212-239-4331. It's a $20 cover, $8 minimum for drinks. Two shows nightly, stand-up comedy, Johnny Valiant, special guest star Mike Memphis, May 21st, May 22nd, 432 West 42nd Street, Cafe Ariel. Reservations again, 212-239-4331. And call Hit Tickets to charge your tickets to this show. Hit Tickets, 212-564-8038. Now, if you mention Pro Wrestling Spotlight, you will get a discount off your tickets. And those are two shows nightly. We'll be out there, and we're also going to try to bring out a couple of wrestlers just to hang out and sign some autographs. So it's in just a couple of weeks. Now, we also have some local shows to talk about coming up in this area. Next weekend, there are some shows. This is Saturday, May 15th, a week from tonight, at the Loyal Order of Moose Hall, Mount Sinai, Long Island. You'll see Jake the Snake Roberts compete. Demolition, Scott Putski and Hercules. That is the Royal Order of Moose Elks Club, Mount Sinai. 516-928-4490 is the place to call for tickets. Sunday, May 16th at the Trumbull Marriott Grand Ballroom, Trumbull, Connecticut. That is Hercules versus Jake. We'll have Demolition, Scott Putski. That's May the 16th. And also possibly Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert on that show, May 16th. And then we got some more shows coming up. We'll be talking about them in just a second here. And here are my notes. May 21st, Our Lady of Grace, Avenue W, East 4th Street, Brooklyn, New York, right off Ocean Parkway. 15-foot high steel cage match, Hercules versus Jimmy Snuka. For information there, 718-680-5111. Jake Roberts also on the card. And finally, May 22nd, Staten Island at the Holy Child Forum, Eddingville, Staten Island, steel cage match, Jimmy Snuka versus Jake Roberts. And that number for tickets, 718-442-1696. And yes, one more show has been added. This guy's doing a lot of promoting. He's a Universal Wrestling Superstars. Wrestling returning to Queens, New York, Monday, May 24th at the Lost Battalion Hall Recreation Center on Queens Boulevard, 9329 Queens Boulevard. And that is in Queens. For number to call for tickets there, 718-386-4426. A 14-man battle royal. Winner to meet Jake Roberts. Jake is going to be in this area a lot. All righty. Ron Scholar is here with me. Ron, I guess we've been working together for almost a year approximately now, right?
That's right.
You're a wrestling fan, also an entertainment attorney right here in the Big Apple.
Yep.
And a Lucha Libre aficionado, I guess you call it that?
Yes.
A big Lucha Libre fan. Last week, you went down to Mexico City for the AAA's big anniversary show, Triple Mania 1.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a good time.
Yeah, it was a great time, and I'm glad that I survived it to come on your show, John, and talk to the people about it, because it got extremely wild.
Yeah.
But it was great. Okay, for those who don't know about Lucha Libre, it's shown on Galavision on Sunday nights from 7:30 to 10 o'clock, and you really ought to check it out if you can see it. I think it's also on Channel 41 in the New York area, like real late Thursday night, like 1 in the morning or something like that. So if you don't know what we're talking about, that might, you know, give you some idea. You should definitely check it out. Anyway, there's a new wrestling organization based in Mexico City called AAA, or as they call it, Triple A. And this was the one-year anniversary of the formation of the Triple A, or Triple A, that took place on April 30th. At the Plaza de Toros in Mexico City, which is a huge bull ring. It holds 45,000 people. And believe me, it was sold out legitimately. 45,000 people plus 5,000 people outside who they had to call the police to disperse. Okay. So in other words, they had to turn away roughly twice the people that showed up for the Paramount show in New York for WCW, to put it into some kind of perspective. Anyway, 45,000 people. It was a triple main event. There were 8 matches on the card. The show went on for 4 hours, and nobody was bored for even 1 second. It was the most exciting, most colorful, most intense wrestling show that I've ever seen.
And, of course, the main event was one of which we had Conan here in the studio back in March, and he is like the national hero of Mexico.
Well, he about half the people were for Conan, and the other half were for Cien Caras.
Oh, is it split up like that, 50-50?
It was split up like that. A lot of people were not for Conan, because Conan is not a Mexican. Conan is Cuban, and Cien Caras is a Mexican.
Okay.
So I would say that the younger people, like teenage girls in particular, they love Conan, because he has that rock star look. But the kind of older fans and the ones that were more nationalistic were for Cien Caras.
Well, the traditionally down there also, the fans don't necessarily cheer for a babyface or a heel or a rudo.
Right. They call the heels or the bad guys are known as rudos, and the good guys or the scientific wrestlers
technicos.
Are called technicos.
Yeah.
Right. And the rudos are not like the rudos here. They love the rudos. They love the technicos. The rudos have their own fans with banners and flags and all kinds of, you know, cheering sections for the rudos, and it's just an incredible event, and everybody put out 100%. Now, as I said, this was a triple main event, and the matches were as follows. It was Conan versus Cien Caras in the main event. That was a loser-must-retire match.
Yeah, what we're going to do, because the fans out there are not very familiar with Lucha.
Okay.
But this main event has repercussions which involved American wrestling, because Jake the Snake Roberts has entered this federation. And Jake everybody knows who Jake Roberts is and what he's done in the past. He was there down in Mexico several weeks ago. They did an angle where he was in the hotel or something, and he saw Conan just leading up and just challenging Conan or mocking him and the Mexicans. And he was there, and you were sitting right by Jake when he was introduced before this match.
Yes.
And tell us what happened.
Well, leading up to it a little bit, Jake the Snake Roberts, when you say he entered the Federation, boy, did he enter the Federation. He is the biggest villain in Mexico. Jake Roberts, okay, about a month before this match, he did an interview, or a confrontation, I should say, with Conan in a hotel room, in which they got into a very heated argument, in which Jake made some, you know, very nice, you might say, you know, type of comments worthy of the UN, where he was saying that that everything about Mexico is inferior, including their wrestling, and you know, you talk about the Alamo. I mean, after all, that was your great victory. It was 154 Texans and 5,000 Mexicans, and that's what you talk about. And everything else about your country and your wrestling in particular is second rate compared to the United States, and things like that that would endear him to the Mexican people. Then, about 2 weeks later, which is about 2 weeks before the big show, Jake was on a tour of Europe, and they sent a film crew to interview him. Now, the female reporter who interviewed him, Jake thought, was part of the AAA broadcast team. Turned out she was a serious political journalist, and she was interviewing Jake, and Jake was giving her the basic storyline about, hey, everything about Mexico is second rate, your wrestling is second rate, it's boring, you know, Mexico is a third world country, which it is, but nobody wants to hear that down there. And it's also a beautiful country. And everybody hated him. And Jake saw that this woman was getting angry and angry and angry. He thought she was terrific. And then after the interview, he found out that she was taking it seriously. And he went up to her and he found out that she was a political journalist covering this for a serious newspaper that was, you know, the equivalent of the New York Times in Mexico. And then he tried to explain it to her. And the more he tried to explain, listen, you know, this is just to build up heat for a wrestling match, the more and more incredulous and angry she became. So anyway, this was the... And this, of course, aired on both angles. Aired on Mexican television.
And I'm sure she didn't give him a favorable review.
No, not at all. She hated him.
So he came in. He came into the match. He came into that bull ring filled with the Mexicans,
hating him.
Already hating him.
And the people there brought Mexican flags that they were waving. Nobody expected Jake to be there.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a four-match card. We're sitting there. We had good seats, about five rows back from ringside, in this 45,000 seat packed house, and after the fourth match, Jake comes down, and he sits about four or five seats away from where I'm sitting. And he's introduced to the crowd. Now, I'm not fluent in Spanish, but luckily I was with someone who is. And she explained what happened. Jake Roberts went into the ring, and they announced him as being a former WWF superstar and being a top wrestler from the United States who just returned from a tour of Europe, and how he feels that everything about Mexico is inferior and their wrestling is inferior and he doesn't care for their people and that it's a third world country. And the announcer kept repeating all of the things that he had said, and even probably embellished some, to the point where the crowd was cursing him and saying things in Spanish that we couldn't repeat in English. They were in a frenzy. They were throwing things. They were waving Mexican flags. This was for real. This was real animosity. This was, as they say, a shoot. at least on the fans' part. Jake Roberts, trying to be a diplomatic person that he is, grabbed his crotch. Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can say that, sure.
Okay, to the crowd in front of 45,000 people to show that he's got either nerves of steel or he's insane. One of the two. He then came and sat down with us again. At that point, debris was coming from every which way, and it wasn't such a choice seat any longer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A dangerous seat.
A dangerous seat. Now, then the wrestlers were introduced. Cien Caras is a famous Mexican wrestler. He's a rudo, but he's still greatly beloved by the fans. He would be like kind of like a Ric Flair down there.
Mm-hmm.
Conan is like Sting down there. That's the best comparison I could give. And as soon as Conan got in the ring, he saw his arch nemesis, Jake Roberts, and he started, you know, to say to Jake, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? And they started taunting each other and you know, using foul language towards each other and all this. Jake approached the ring and was taunting Conan. Then the match began, and Jake had to sit down. Then, midway through the match, again, Jake came up and started taunting Conan. Conan was getting distracted. Now, remember, this is a loser-must-retire match, okay? And it was really, really a heated moment. Jake had to sit down yet a second time. Finally, Jake went up to the ring again. At this point, Cien Caras also turned against Jake because Jake was making all these anti-Mexican statements and all that. Jake hit Cien Caras.
Mm-hmm.
Cien Caras did not, we're telling the whole truth, the inside story, did not sell the move.
Mm-hmm.
He hit him a second time. Again, he did not react. Jake Roberts then, in order to get the proper reaction, hit him a third time and legitimately broke his nose. Cien Caras' eyes rolled back in his head, and he was knocked down. And I don't know if he was knocked out, but he was out of it legitimately.
Wow.
At that point, now, the wrestlers there had seconds, like before there's a duel, you know, you have a second,
mm-hmm.
and they had seconds down there. Cien Caras had a wrestler there to second him, and Conan had a midget as his second, Mascarita Sagrada. It was a great midget wrestler. Jake went up to the ring, picked up the midget, threw the midget across the ring, and DDT'd the midget. Okay?
I'm sure the crowd was...
The crowd was going crazy. It was as somebody once said, pandemonium breaking loose. For real. And at that point, Jake was fighting with Conan, who was outside the ring. Now, Conan is outside the ring fighting with Jake. Cien Caras is knocked out, for all intents and purposes, and the midget is injured, okay? The referee comes and carries, one of the referees comes and carries the midget out of the ring,
uh-huh.
okay? The referee ran into me and kicked me in the leg at that point, at which point I lost my shoe.
You were trying to get out of there because it was a riot.
They didn't love gringos at that moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was Conan and Jake were fighting, and the referee was going to count to 20, which means
20.
When he got to 18, Cien Caras made it back into the ring. But alas, Conan did not. Conan was counted out of the ring as a result of Jake the Snake Roberts, the hero of the Mexican, younger generation of wrestling fans, had to retire. He lost the match because of Jake's interference. Conan wept in the ring. It was a sad moment, my friends.
And a very exciting one, it seems.
It was a very exciting moment
now,
from what I saw of it.
I understand they're going to be showing highlights on the Galavision. If you're lucky enough to have Galavision on Sunday nights, check it out. They'll be showing highlights from this card. And I tell you, with Conan not being able to wrestle in Mexico right now, it would be pretty wise for them to carry their feud elsewhere.
Yes, if there's any promoter brave enough to book it.
Yeah. Well, wow, that's a great run. I appreciate you coming down here. Now, the main event there was just sound like a super, super card. I appreciate you coming down and sharing that with us, because we were hoping last week we were worried about you. We were saying, you know, we knew you were down there. Once you didn't call in, it was like something happened. Jake is down there. There's a riot. Something's going on. So we were very worried about you when we didn't hear from you last week on the program. And I'm happy enough to have you safe back in the country.
Thank you.
Here at the show tonight, and you gave the fans the inside scoop. And
thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Radio is theater of the mind, and everybody out there knows what happened in Mexico, and I can't wait to see it on video. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take your calls and comments here at the program. We will be doing that in just a second. I want to get a couple of quick plugs in. George Amacropoulos, I guess, will be joining us in a little bit, and we'll be talking to her about her great newsletter. But let's do another commercial break here. We'll talk about our friends over at Holbro Paints once again. And Holbro is the place where you can pick up
those great Benjamin Moore Regal products. Holbro Paint, located at 1851 Flatbush Avenue. Telephone number 718-338-7800. Don't forget, May 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m., the man who interfered in that match with Conan, Jake Roberts, will be at Holbro Paint signing autographs, posing for Polaroids. Stop in from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 22nd to meet superstar Jake the Snake Roberts. And go to Holbro and pick up those great Benjamin Moore products. 4 gallons of Benjamin Moore products. If you purchase them, you'll receive a special prize. All you got to do is ask for that tag team of Johnny O and Early Earl. Mention the spotlight. Receive that great Yankee old-timers cap valued at $20. Holbro Paints, 1851 Flatbush Avenue. Call them this week for directions. 718-338-7800. And also Divine Wood Furniture. Dennis Olestra over Divine Wood. Featuring great, great furniture, all different styles, complete bedroom sets, living room sets, kitchen sets, bunk beds, bookcases, lamps, TV carts, mattresses, much, much more. Divine Wood open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6. All major credit cards accepted. Right now, the solid pine three-drawer twin-size captain's bed for just $99. Call 718-748-1345. And if you're looking for a used car, check out Philip A. Grimaldi, that is Sheriff Philip A. Grimaldi, Grimaldi's Public Car Auctions, auctions on family cars, sports cars, vans, and trucks by auctioneer Dennis Olestra. Now, upcoming auctions will include, coming up this weekend, there'll be one in Jamaica, and I'm looking for that location, but let me give you this number first of all. Call Dennis at 718-833-1334 if you'd like to get on the mailing list for the car auctions. That is auctioneer Dennis Olestra. Write to him at this number, at this address, 7300 Fifth Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11209. All cars are sold as is. We'll be back after this.
This is Jim Cornette. Don't go away, wrestling fans. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Arezzi will return after this short timeout.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Bresnan, and right here on WEBD, New York's Greater 1050, we get together each and every weekday afternoon at 4 o'clock for 2 full hours, and then on Saturdays from 11:30 to 3. And you are the stars of the program. We talk about financial planning, tax planning, insurance planning, estate planning, planning for the education of your children, or maybe just planning to fulfill that lifelong dream. If it has to do with the world of personal finance, we can help you. Just give me a call right here on WEBD, New York's Greater 1050, each and every weekday and Saturday, too.
Want to talk wrestling? Call 212-477-5610. And be part of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Now back to John Arezzi.
Okay, back with the Spotlight. Let's bring on George Ann Macropoulos right now. Georgie, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I just got another great copy of the Wrestling Chatterbox. Hulk Hogan on the cover, covering WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me call George Ann up because Chatterbox is always great. And I know you wanted to come on a little bit and get a quick plug in here for one of wrestling's finest publications.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. And I want to tell you thank you for having Cactus on. You know, everybody wants to hear what's happening with him.
It was hard talking to him, because you get that feeling that this could be it for him.
Yes, I have the same feeling.
And I would hate to think that's true.
Mm, right. Well, I would like to give you members another special like last time, and thank you for the last time having me on. We got quite a few members.
Great.
Through being on last time, and since then, we've won the award from the National Wrestling Collectors Association for the Monthly Fanzine of the Year.
Yeah, I heard about that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a nice surprise. So if anybody would be interested in getting a copy, I'll have the special again, $1, because my postage is 75 cents. I will send them a free issue of the most recent Chatterbox, and they could write to me, and that's Georgie Ann Macropoulos, and I'll spell it because last time they had a problem. It's MAKROPOULOS, and the address is 23-44 30th Drive, Astoria, New York, 11102, 3252. So if they send $1, I'll send them a copy. And this issue that just went out that you were talking about has a colored picture of Sting and Van Hammer.
Okay.
And we have contests. They can win prizes, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's a real throwback from the wrestling newsletters of the past when it didn't get so serious.
Right.
You cover the inside basis of the business, but
right.
you also add a very personal touch, and I highly recommend the Wrestling Chatterbox to any wrestling fan.
Oh, thank you, John.
Well, listen, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, hon.
Okay, good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Alrighty, and we're going to bring also another newsletter I received this week, and I wanted to give Gary Langvin a plug. Gary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Okay, just wanted to recommend your newsletter as well, everybody, and why don't you give a quick plug for On the Mat, which is a digest-sized publication.
All right, as John said, it's On the Mat Wrestling Newsletter. It's published monthly. It's $2 an issue, or $20 for 1 year. That's 12 issues, and the address is 124 Maple Street, Newport, Vermont. And that's 05855-1418. And the name is Gary Langevin. That's L-A-N-G-E-V-I-N. And I would ask that you make all checks or money orders payable to Gary Langevin.
Well, we hope we can get you some business because it's a worthy publication as well. Okay, Gary.
All right, John.
We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All righty. We're rapidly running out of time here. I want to take some of your calls and comments. The number to call here, 212-477-5610. We're going to bring on one of our sponsors here for a quick second, Mr. Larry Spitz from LNS.
Hey, how you doing, John?
How you doing, Larry?
And I'd like to say hello to all the Pro Wrestling Spotlight listeners.
Which are a lot of them are your customers.
Many of them are.
That's
as
right.
a matter of fact, I'd like to... I have a very interesting situation. It seems that a new competitor decided to open up and use our name. Sort of, I guess, like a wrestling angle, you know? It's pretty funny.
So there was a second LNS Comics, which you wanted to clear up, which is not affiliated with you.
Yeah, we just wanted to clear it up that they are actually not affiliated with us. And actually, I wanted to also give a little plug of thanks to one of my friends, Brian, out there, who actually informed me first
mm-hmm.
of this little deviousness of these people. But I guess when you're one of, you know, I guess as your name builds up in the trade, people want to try and jump up and take on your name.
Okay.
Well, in a way, I think of it as a sincere form of flattery. However, we do protect our name, so unfortunately, I do not recommend the LNS Comics that is now opening up in another location. However, you know, feel free to, if you want to try them out, hey, that's fine. However, they are not affiliated with LNS Comics. I just wanted to clear it up because we had so many of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight listeners call us up and ask us if it was a second location.
Okay, when you do have a second location,
and
if that ever happens,
and that will be forthcoming, actually,
and that will be announced here at the program. Now, Larry, I just wanted to, wanted to clear that up because we don't want anyone going to the wrong LNS.
That's true.
And of course, this you have all those Hasbro dolls are in, all the new series
sure,
is in.
Sure, the new ones are in, as well as we constantly get old ones in, your old LJN. And we got confirmation the European dolls are on their way.
Great.
It's been taking a while, but the Galoobs are finally looking like they're about to ship. So anybody interested in the rare Europeans should give us a call soon because we're going to have full stock on that because, of course, we need it in time for the convention.
Yes, the convention will be announcing those dates rapidly in the next few weeks here. Okay, and, of course, LNS, if you want to give Larry a call, that number is 516-489-9636. They're located at 1379 Jerusalem Avenue, exit 24 North, off Southern State. Make your first left turn to LNS and stop in and pick up that free video list. Larry, listen, we got to run. Thanks for your time tonight.
John, I do
tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Okay, bye-bye. We're going to go to the phones. We're running out of time. We didn't take any calls yet. And I feel guilty about that. But one quick thing, because my Pro Wrestling Spotlight newsletter was supposed to be out by the 1st of May, I've been involved in a number of heavy-duty projects. But I tell you what, we're going to be bringing that newsletter back, and I hope it'll be this month. So everyone who has written, be patient out there. And those people who have never read the Spotlight newsletter before, you're in for a treat. It will be coming out again shortly. Keep your ear tuned to this station. And we'll let you know what's going on. We're going to go to the phones now. Our first caller tonight at the Spotlight is Greg from Brooklyn. Greg, you are first.
How's it going, John?
How are you doing?
Okay. I got one comment and then one question for you. First, I'd like to say hello to my friend Larry in Ridgewood.
Now, good.
My comment is I thank you for having Cactus Jack on tonight. It was finally good to hear his point of view as to what happened and basically where he stands and what his future holds.
Yeah.
Like you said, it doesn't sound too good.
No.
My second question is, when a new wrestler comes into one of the federations, whether it's the WWF, WCW, or one of the independent promotions, how is it determined who his manager is going to be?
Well, they just decide within the booking department, the creative department, who would be best suited to work with the individual, who would create the most heat for him.
Are they contracted by that individual, or are they contracted by the Federation?
Oh, they're contracted by the Federation. You know, there's, and to my knowledge, Jim Cornette was legitimate managers of Midnight Express.
Right.
And also, Paul Ellering was the legitimate manager for the Road Warriors. But that's about really all I know as far as managers legitimately managing the wrestlers.
So other than that, it's basically whoever the promotion feels that would best suit them.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Thanks, John.
Okay, let's go to Frank from Brooklyn. Frank, you're next.
How you doing, John?
Okay, Frank.
Did I hear right, Papa Shango, USWA champion?
Yes, Papa Shango over Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, he must use some real voodoo to beat him.
I know, it was pretty voodoo.
I have a question and a comment.
Yes.
Crush, do you see him beating Shawn Michaels at the King of the Ring tournament?
No.
All right. My comment. In WCW, is it me or do I see Steam being downplayed a lot?
For now, he's being downplayed.
Because I don't remember him. I don't remember making any announcement about him beating Vader in the UK.
No. Well, they're downplaying him now, which is good because he was totally overexposed within the company, and he'll be getting another big push upcoming. Not maybe for the next few months, but Sting is certainly in the mainstream over there at WCW. Dave from White Plains, you're next. Thanks for your call, Frank.
Hi, Dave. This is Dave from White Plains.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
Good. I'm at Ty's Tavern right by Save-A-Lot, and I have a question. When Cactus Jack wrestled at the beginning as Cactus Jack Manson, why did they take the Manson out?
Well, it was a little, you know, he didn't really want to be associated with the Charles Manson character. It was tagged on him by a promoter in the beginning. They used it for a while, but he didn't appreciate that connotation because he started getting a lot of weird letters.
And I want to say two quick highs.
Okay, go ahead, quick.
I want to say hi to John and Adam.
Okay, thanks for your call. 212-477-5610. Dave from Astoria, you're next.
Hello, I have two quick questions.
Okay, Dave.
I was watching WWF Mania today, and I heard of a commentator named The Wizard. Who is he?
Bruce Pritchard, formerly known as Brother Love. Okay. 212-477-5610. We will be taking your calls here for another 5 minutes or so. Number to call, 212-477-5610. And the first time in recent memory, I can't even say because it was already taken up. Obviously, to say there was a line open, but it was quickly filled. Grady from Manhattan will be next. Grady, you're next.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Hi, Grady.
I have two quick questions.
Okay.
First of all, when Sid Vicious comes back, will he be on the next week's broadcast?
He has not done TV yet. I understand he will make his debut probably either at the Slamboree or the June Beach Blast.
All right, and my second question.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Sting's opponent at Slamboree?
Scott Norton.
Scott Norton. All
yes.
Right, thanks a lot.
They had an excellent match over in Japan this past week. And I tell you, that situation with Sid, there are a lot of rumors that WCW is trying to bring an Ultimate Warrior, the man formerly known as Ultimate Warrior, Jim Hellwig, to team up with Sting against Sid and Van Vader for a July pay-per-view. Don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think it is. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to a first-time caller, Gus. Gus, you're next.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Doing good.
I just got a quick question, or actually just a comment.
Okay.
The WWF, I mean, the last couple of weeks, they are really bombing out, I think. With, after WrestleMania, the real horrible outcome that happened there, and the way their last two, cards went on Saturday, and, with King of the Ring, I thought that Mr. Perfect was going to fight Shawn Michaels for the belt and beat him, and now how come Crush is all of a sudden fighting?
I don't know.
And I just like one more quick comment. I wish that, Crush would get a couple of more beatings by Doink before this year's over. I mean, I kind of think that's funny.
Here, I agree with you. Let's go to Rick from Staten Island. Rick, you're next.
Staten Island, yeah, I'd like to say hello to Mitch, tell him to call me. And did Van Vader, do you think he really meant to do that, or, did he do it, not purposely, to Cactus Jack? Because I seen the manager move the mat away.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be a wrestling angle, but Cactus got hurt. It wasn't done as far as intentionally to hurt Cactus Jack, but unfortunately that was the outcome of it. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Joe from Lafayette, New Jersey.
Hi, John.
Hi, Joe.
I was just wondering, who's the second doink?
The second doink is Steve Kern, and I heard reports this week that's the third doink, Steve Lombardi, who's also been working some shows.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks for your call. Let's go to Scott from Staten Island. Scott, you're next.
Hi, John. My question is about the Ultimate Warrior.
Okay.
I picked up a copy of The Wrestling Eye.
Yeah.
And they said that he had returned to, independent.
Well, Ultimate Warrior.
As the Dingo Warrior or the Warrior.
The Warrior. He used the name The Warrior over in a tour of Germany.
Right.
That just completed in Austria, I believe. And they were sell-out houses. A lot of them were sold-out houses. So he is only working where he can make the most money.
Right.
And that apparently right now was overseas.
Right. He's not going to be coming over in the New York area at all.
No, not to my knowledge.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get into wrestling, how can I go about it?
Wow. In what capacity?
Anything. I'm looking to get into wrestling.
Well, I'll tell you what. Write me a letter. I'll give you the address, and I'll try to tell me what you'd like to do, and maybe I could steer you in the right direction, okay? Let me give you that mailing address. If you'd like to even send a card or a letter to Cactus Jack, or you want to get on our mailing list, send that to Pro Wrestling Spotlight, 136 North Carl Avenue, C-A-R-L-L, suite number 125, Babylon, New York, and the zip code is 11702. Also, if you're looking to advertise on this program, we'd be more than happy to accommodate you. The number is, you could call this number during the week and leave a message for me, 212-777-7900. That's Monday through Friday during the week. Leave a message for me here at the station, and I'll be more than happy to get back with you. And beginning next week, I'm going to give you a new phone number, a hotline number, where you could call us up, and if you'd like to advertise or you want to have any questions, want to get on our mailing list, we'll give you a number next week. And our 900 number is 900-933-7526. We update it every day for all the latest wrestling news, $1.49 a minute. You must be 18 or over to call. That's going to about wrap it up for today's program. Covered a lot within an hour. I want to thank Ron Scholar. I want to thank Tom, our engineer, Bruce Jacobs, our producer, our special guest, Cactus Jack. And we will return next week here at the program and talk more wrestling with you. Until then, this is John Arezzi. Good night, everybody.
That's all for this week, wrestling fans. Join us next week for another edition of Pro Wrestling Spotlight, sponsored by Hullbro Paint Industries of Brooklyn. Tune in next week for the latest pro wrestling news, right here on WEVD, New York's Greater 1050.
Opinions expressed by callers and guests of the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of the producers, sponsors, and host of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, nor the staff and management of WEVD. The preceding show has been a paid program with broadcast time purchased from WEVD AM.